Because I look out on the tree.
Yeah. In your garden here. Oh boy, that was a nice house you had there. Mm-hmm. Big window, picture window. Looking onto your garden. That Florida property is wonderful. Very, very good property in Florida. They call it New Namaisharanya. They have about 10 peacocks flying free, wild peacocks. They trained them. First they put them in a cage and keep them on the ground and feed them and everything. Then after they get accustomed to it, then they let them loose. They have some all-white colored peacocks, special, and then many colorful peacocks. Peacocks are wild.
No pops.
No, the danger is not from the fox, it is from the other people.
Oh.
They catch the peacock and eat it. They don't know. They think it is a pheasant or something. They have no idea that it is a peacock, a special bird. I asked Abhiram, doesn't it? Sometimes, he says, sometimes they fly away and they don't come back. I said, does it mean that they got lost? He said, we don't know exactly what it means, but we are guessing. The people there are.
Rakas.
Yeah, Rakas. There we go. And of course, there's lots of coconut trees. Coconuts. That is a special feature of Florida, especially. Many people, you see, the thing is, like mangoes, for example, the people, they don't want the mangoes or the coconuts or the avocados. And in fact, like when you go out, you can go to the people's home and say, sir, can I have these? They say, yes, please take them away. They're creating a mess. They want you to take these things.
How are you?
Same thing. And now in Florida, they have developed a tree. It is a coconut tree without the coconuts.
Why not mango industry?
Mango industry.
Mango is such a fruit. When it is not ripe, beginning from that up to the full ripe, you can have.
बिल्कुल यही बात है. बिल्कुल शुरू से चटनी बनाओ, हम बनाओ, पन्ना बनाओ, कोई गर्मियों के लू के लिए पक जा थोड़ा दूर तब खाने लगो
और
अचार डालो
और बहुत पक जाए तो आम सब बना
पका और मुरब्बा डालो. कितनी मुठी है
मुरब्बा में?
मुरब्बा आम का प्रयोग कर, बहुत बढ़िया बनता
है. मुरब्बा बनता है पक जाए
ना, पकने वाले को नहीं.
मैं पकने वाला बोलो,
पकने वाला तो केवल खाने
के निकाल के चटाई में बिछाए दो और धूप में उसको थोड़ा आग में पाक करके धूप में सुखा दो आम सब को.
फिर क्या होगा?
आम सब अमाउंट में क्या होगा? नहीं अमाउंट नहीं, आम सब
अमचू
नहीं, आम सब तो कोई बुझी लगे
वो जो पक्का आम पक्का आम को रस ले के वो थोड़ा सा गर्म करने के बाद चटाई पर बिछा देने से वो
धूप में दे
धूप
सूख जाएगा.
सूख रख लो तो फिर आम सब की बोलते हैं पैकेट में आता है
सीटों पर. हम नहीं देखे इसका
मैडम नहीं बोल.
आम तो आम नहीं, सबसे बढ़िया फूल है
वो आम सब दूध में देखे फिर फार बढ़ा. नामक दूध एक बूंद भी नष्ट नहीं होती।
जी हाँ, दूध प्रारंभ से लेकर आखिर तक छाछ तक, छाछ इतनी स्वादिष्ट और बढ़िया होती है।
Known as a religion, so that they can do business very exploitive.
He's a very pious man.
His big thing is that
they were called by Guru Maharaj Dharma Dhaji.
Dharma Dhaji.
A flag lelium, Dhaji. At Chor number 8. But a flag open with India. हम धार्मिक गुरुवार युद्ध से धनवत ध्वज धनवत सिंपली टू आवर दंडवत इन लाइफ वर्ल्ड हाँ ये दंडवत प्राग Maharaj was very humorous. He was a Calcutta boy. That we liked him. All others, they came from East Bengal. But I am the only disciple of Calcutta. All honor.
Last night I heard on the radio they were having news. But yesterday in Rajya Sabha, the communist leader Bhupesh Gupta, he said that the government should close the Mayapur center.
That is their business now. We have to take the opposite. So why these people are so angry about this matter? That they are the foreign carry by the government party.
Of the communist party.
And suspend the communist government for the time.
Suspend the communist government. Why suddenly the communists are saying that, oh, here is CIA. Now, if they're saying that, probably then they should ask them, oh, there's a big thing, then let us investigate. Investigate the whole matter thoroughly.
They're doing that now. The CID is investigating.
But the central government should investigate. And then it will be
taken by the central government.
Because the Bengal government is all... The CID is under the central government.
Anyway, it is all here in the government medical.
It's still in jail.
Some books they have brought for selling.
Yeah. No, these are just advanced copies. They'll be coming by regular mail.
There are some books by radio or not?
Yes, but I just got these with me. They have...
The books they are selling now.
Yes, they have a big stock of 1-1, all the other Hindi books.
So
now we have also 3-4 books now you can make.
Bhagwan is getting many. Pardon?
Yes.
How is that standing order for Hindi?
He just started. So there's very good scope for
Hindi books. You see, just always remember that Gita prayed, third class Hindi. And 4-class subjects. vegetarian. And they were maintaining 75 big machines for me. 75. Gorakhpur. And Pitagat paper agency. Still they could not supply. There is so much scope for them.
Yes. Now
the only
are...
thing is that the people tell me that the visa wrestling are very cheap.
But I guess I say 5 glass printing, 4 glass.
Yes.
Paper. And if you give 1st class paper, 1st class printing, this there is scope.
Srila Prabhupada, if we give these books for 15 rupees, it is excellent.
Whatever you give, they import it.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
Okay, Hindi speaking people, they are not poor. Mahasa people may be poor. But we want to approach respectable people.
Yeah.
They are not poor. They will pay. Why 3rd class painting, 4th class matter?
No.
Our 1st class matter, 1st class thing. We have got better scope than this.
Oh, yes.
Don't take less importance in the purpose.
No.
You stop, I shall take charge of selling.
Actually, we are now also selling a lot. We're getting these distributors who are very interested.
That's why you want stock.
Somebody wants a big stock.
We have a stock of all books.
No, $10,000.
Why not print 10,000?
10,000. If we print 10,000 of each every month, because now we are producing one book a month.
There is no use. Print.
Okay.
We
don't have
money
now. Well, you also do that.
We are ready to do it. We are working together, but we don't have that much capital.
Oh, yeah, I think.
But that we are using for the export order.
If it gets money, that and who is it?
Yes, as we get money, like the first shipment has just gone, and we are... Yeah, till it comes back, we are... But one point is clear, that there's no book that we're printing in India that is out of stock. We have a... There's no book out of stock. Sometimes devotees misinform you for selfish reasons that we are out of stock. But there's no book out of stock that we are printing in India.
He's prepared.
Yeah. Only...
We will have...
No, the manuscript is there.
Yeah, we'll be composed.
Yeah, I want to say at least manuscript should not let I do.
Now with your blessings you go very fast.
Now we have got some Buddhists in the book.
Yeah.
Right.
Jati books also should be the same thing.
Very nice. In the book. All right.
Nice to
have gone. Thank you. Three and three years. You will bring the book. And these items very, very nice.
This?
Greetings.
Greeting cards. This will overtake India, take everyone by storm. Plus, we are coming out with calendars.
Yes, make money and spend it for good.
Yes, and plus the temples make money also. It's a new source of income for the temples. And if we don't do it, the karmis are doing it in any case.
No, we shall do exactly like for me, but not for us, for Krishna. That is the difference.
Yes.
Same thing we are doing. Therefore, if Mahabali cannot understand, again fall. The example is just like a man like me is diseased, is suffering. And when they say, Mother Yashoda is crying, say, again crying. He does not know what is his crying. He thinks this crying and that crying is here.
Maya.
Life of Maya. They want to make it zero. No crying. But we take it. A great blessing, crying for Krishna. They cannot understand. They say, again crying. Then what is the benefit? And this is now. You understand?
Yes.
This is the simple understanding of Maya. As soon as there is crying, they say, oh, it is Maya. No crying. Needless is Maya. Crying is a great transcendental project. That they cannot understand. The poor fundamental. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply crying. Was it not?
Yes.
So that they remember. How crying can be played. That is my. All right.
One thing to know about the Prabhupada Maharaj was saying yesterday, that if they apply to the Home Ministry, you should not apply for citizenship, because it is why should you lose the citizenship of the better countries? But then there is no such arrangement as permanent residency in the
government. Then
citizenship? At least for a few members.
I don't think you have to give up your arrangement.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's not the best.
I'll leave this behind also. This is the cover of the first Canto part 3. Only this picture inside changes. The same as the English. Only this changes inside. Explanation, everything is the same.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah.
Biscuit bhi lo ye hai. Ito ye the, iroko politin er package chilo. Tar bhi ekon ete air tight chilo. Tar shabte ho. Normally, are they normally soft? She said they would be soft. Because there's honey. Oh, there's honey. It's honey. It's made with honey and brown sugar. Molasses, all these are soft sweeteners. And since there's no preservatives,
oh.
only anything. মাঠের সঙ্গে কোনোদিন দেখা নেই, ক্লাসে বসে তবে পাগল মাঠে যে পরিশ্রম করতে হবে, রাখার জায়গাতে হবে, কাদামাটি নিয়ে পেশা চুক্তি ফুটপাত করে তৈরি কর হয়েছে কত পরিশ্রম করে আমদাবাদে তিনি দেখে দিলেন যে অন্য চাকরিও সামনে হয়ে গেল, যা হোক চাকরি আমি করে দিতে করতে পারবো আমার বই
I don't want to touch because this is for the government of India.
they have got family everywhere. So bring books as soon as possible. This gives me life. Hare Krishna. Send this copy to this government.
Give him a little heartache.
Just photograph it.
Alright, when Yeso Marinan goes to Delhi, he can make a photocopy and hand it to them. Send it to the man by mail. But we let you know. CIAs are back in my apartment. See, one thing is that, of course, when one has no energy, when one has no strength, then it's hard to be active. But then the other thing is true, that when one is active, he gets appetite automatically.
Therefore, don't worry. If you get active, you can eat more.
That's the difference between the Bengalis and the Punjabis. Punjabis work very hard. And they eat very nice. The Bengalis, they do a lot of clerical jobs, sitting in one place.
They get diabetes.
Really?
Lots of Bengalis. Anyone cannot physically work. They eat sitting, and it is not digestible. That causes diabetes. Diabetes is caused by eating more, which is not digestible. They say everybody can eat. Western beings, as much food we require is not given.
What is that about tuberculosis?
As much food we require, it does not go.
Starving.
People do not get nowadays proper nutrition.
And diabetes, getting the food but not digesting.
So we bring men, digest only one what brain was.
Another thing, if we go to the Los Angeles, we'll be able to see that exhibit of Bharat Rajas. And that's really enthusiastic. Los Angeles will be very enthusiastic to see that. There's a lot of devotees there.
You can go directly from London.
Oh, yeah. There's a direct flight, I believe.
Huh?
I think there is a direct flight, yes.
What is the benefit?
In terms of time? You mean flight time instead of stopping in New York? What is the benefit of flying direct? Just the landing time in New York is safe. The flight is pretty much the same. You'd save about an hour, at least an hour to an hour and a half, 2 hours. Because when the flight goes from London to New York, when it first hits America, it hits America north of Canada practically, and then they go down the eastern seaboard. It hits Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and then it goes south, down Massachusetts, like that, Connecticut, and then to New York.
But it doesn't stop.
No, so if it was going direct to Los Angeles, it wouldn't have to go down. They could keep going. It would be, you know, like this, straight. So you'd save time.
Generally, from London to New York, 6 hours.
Yeah.
And from
New York to LA is about 4.5 hours. 10 hours, that's 10 and a half hours.
Yeah.
So I think probably New York, London to Los Angeles would be about 9 hours. That'd be my guess.
So far I am London to Paris, Paris to Los Angeles.
London might be closer than Paris.
Yes.
Say 9 to 10 hours.
And that's Nova, what is it?
Nova Scotia?
Then I've seen Nova Scotia.
From the point.
Big, big chunk.
Of ice. We did.
Well, you were up in that train.
I don't remember. I don't know. No,
I remember what?
I wasn't with you then.
And we did. Lost in the local time. About 4 hours.
You gain time. You gain a lot of time.
That means Paris to London took about 5 minutes.
New York to London? New York to Paris?
No, from Paris to, because we started at 12 local time. And we reached London.
4 or 5.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like you go from India to New York, you leave India at say 1 or 2 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, Delhi, and you reach New York 3 o'clock in the afternoon, same day. 12 hours. Actually, you've been traveling 20 hours or more, but it's 12 hours only on the clock. It's a very nice experience. You feel like you've gained some, put something over on the material energy. It feels like you gained something, gained time.
The more you go western side, you save time. The more you go eastern side, you add time.
Yeah, there's some science fiction that if you go like that fast enough, then you can go back into history. Time machine. by going at a certain speed in a certain direction, you can go back into the street. And if you go the other way, you can go ahead into the future. And there's a H.G. Wells, the famous science fiction writer. So he wrote a called The Time Machine. He was going back into history.
H.G. Wells, you are a good writer.
Yes.
You are a scientist also.
Well, not really a science, fiction writer. So he wrote this book, The Time Machine. Yeah, well, he got it. He goes back into history, and then he has. Did you read it? Did you read it? It had in the future. What happens there? I think that having the devotees like Jayatirtha Prabhu and Bhagavan Prabhu around you will be very enthusing. I mean, they're, when you're around so many devotees who are giving their lives so much for spreading Krishna consciousness and assisting you, it's really a you don't have to speak so much. It's your presence. You're seeing the devotees and them seeing you. It doesn't require that so much to speak. So in that sense, it won't be exhausting in anyone. You won't be called upon like that. Good climate now too, August in London. Very good time. It's not too hot and it's not too cool.
Los Angeles is hot.
Yeah, Los Angeles will be hot. That's why I, when I made that itinerary, that's the last place practically. You'd reach Los Angeles by say the middle of September. By then it's cooler. New York is quite good towards the end of August. New York is one of the nicest times of the year. The beginning of fall.
Mm.
Very
good.
Very pleasant. New York and other places. And the fact is, at any time we can, if we really felt the need, we could rush back to India. if we celebrate, if you're in America for Janmashtami or Vyas Pooj Day, all the devotees in the whole country will come to wherever you are. 1,000, 2,000 will come. It'll be the most fantastic
speakers country.
Well, first of all, there's a basement, which is the restaurant area. Then there's that restaurant area is, say, I will say, 4 times the size of this room.
Okay.
3, 4 times. 3 to 4. Of course, not so high. And it's not straight. I mean, it's shaped a little bit of an L shape, from what I recall. Yeah, I went in. I was on my way with Bhavananda to go to Africa for Brahmananda Maharaj. So we stopped for half a day in London. So they showed us the property. At that time, they had not yet bought it. So the Karmis owned it. So I had to go in as if I was a customer there at the pub. I didn't buy anything, but I looked around. So then on the next floor, it's the same. Basically, it's a building. It's a building, say, 3 rooms. 3 rooms like this.
Oh.
And then up.
Right.
Yeah, it's not real big. But then again, in that area, and for what we want, it doesn't have to be real big. It's not meant to live a lot of people there. Upstairs on the top floor, there's about, I think, 4 or 5 rooms for living or for other activities. And then the two ground and basement. I don't know the exact layout. I only went in quickly. I'm trying to think if it was basement plus 3 ground and first and second, or basement, ground, and first floor. Probably there was basement, ground floor, first floor, second floor. It must have been like that. So the two upper floors have rooms. Yes, that's what it is. They have rooms for, you can do different things.
You can?
Not a big building. No, it's not that big.
Who then?
Oh, brick building. Yes, Prabhupada, brick building. It is brick.
In London, I want to get it.
Brick. Because of the cold climate. But the location is
very important.
Very, very important. Just off Oxford Street. Just off the corner, in the middle of the block. Coming. In the telegram?
Mm-hmm.
You mean in the telegram that we received? Yeah, it said report follows. I think some activity is good. That's what I'm feeling. I really, somehow I get the idea that you need to be more active. I know that you don't have any strength, but still it seems to me unless you are active, you won't get your strength. You're not, by nature, you've never been inactive. We can begin the activity by airplane travel, then a little car journey to the temple, and then we can carry you around in certain places, like at the New York farm. Oh, we can give you a wonderful ride in palanquin. And that's very appealing if you go on a palanquin in fresh air. No? That'll be, I think.
Activity?
Yeah, it has to. Change of atmosphere gives appetite also.
So, better. Activities are active.
All right. No, Pendry and I could see it for the last.
And nobody is going to disturb you. Make your own field and continue to become this thing, act on it.
Bhagavad Gita has been translated into Tamil, and I will have the second chapter done next, then publish a small booklet for immediate distribution.
Very good.
There we go. It says, I have also found a young man to translate Sinhalese language.
No.
This coming weekend, we have a 2-day festival in Colombo. We expect about 2,000 people per night.
Wow.
The Sunday feast here has become so popular that whereas before only 50 people would come, now at least 300 came yesterday. And all of them got full prasadam, halva, puris, samosa, sweet balls, sweet rice, rice, vegetables.
I want to eat, but I can't. Very good. All I cannot see is simply hearing the names and that is all. Many is the way.
However, the collections are poor, only 65 rupees. I was wondering if we could also get some of the food relief money being sent to India for Sri Lanka.
Oh, yeah. America's money collection sent. But that is my proposal. American money and this culture. They're squandering so much money. Generalize. Spend through this Krishna consciousness, then money will be properly utilized. And our Krishna consciousness will be spread.
People say they have never had such wonderful, tasty food. If we can get money from food relief, it should be sent directly here.
Oh, yes. First thing is get ghee.
Yeah, we already are giving him 1/5 of what Hari Suri says. The newspapers gave some account of an incident in Mayapur.
When asked to make a statement to the press, however, I do not know what happened. Please give, let the secretary inform us.
I made a copy of Jai Pataka's report, and I made 5 copies of it. So I'll send him one. I did it for this reason.
Then, I hope this letter finds your divine grace in good health.
It doesn't depend on my good or bad health. We are spiritually immune. Spiritually, I become very much alive.
Should I tell him what you're thinking about going to the West?
Yes.
When that news goes out. That's his letter. Then, this is a thing called the Bhakta Program Newsletter, just like you have a Sankirtan newsletter. This one reports how many new devotees are joining. So the top temple in the world for making new devotees last month was Rome. Second was the Bhaktivedanta Manor. That's where you're going next. Then Sao Paulo, Brazil. Then Honolulu, Hawaii, and then France, and like that. Becoming more and more prevalent. It's called the Parents Newsletter. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness Parents Newsletter, ISKCON, New York. It's put out by Shravananda's mother. Ratha Yatra 77 is coming. He tells all the parents that they should come to Ratha Yatra. And there's an article, The Roots of the American Krishna Movement, by a brahmachari named Tatvavit Das Brahmachari. Because you said, just like they have an American Christian movement, now we should be known as the American Krishnas. So he wrote the American Krishna Movement. Then the public wife said, oh, it's American. Very good. Says the society's founder is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He left India at an advanced age aboard the merchant ship Jaladuta with only $7 and a trunk containing scriptures he had translated into English. The ship's captain became Srila Prabhupada's friend and purchased the first books distributed in the U.S. Srila Prabhupada had been instructed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, his spiritual preceptor, to broadcast Krishna consciousness in the English language. That request was made in 1922. In the year that followed, Srila Prabhupada wrote an English commentary on the Bhagavad Gita and started an English magazine in 1944, which he wrote, printed, and distributed himself. He arrived in America in September of 1965, and by July of 1966, he had formed ISKCON Incorporated. Historically, this corporation is part of the spiritual tradition whose followers preserve the pure teachings of the scriptures, such as Vedas, Upanishads, and Puranas. The tradition, it goes on and on. Should I read on? It says the tradition began long, long ago. The message of the scriptures was recorded by Srila Vyasa in order to benefit men living in the present age. This historic event is even mentioned in the Srimad.
Calculated is 1896. The date is here. See the old calendar of that. That is Sambat 1953. The Sambat comes because when the date is 1896, we have to add 57 years. Suppose when you want to get Sambat, then we have to add 57 years. So then he added 57 years, it comes 1953. Then he took out those old, very, very old Maharajis, and I saw that. Then he took out that calendar and Panchang, and then he calculated and saw this. And I told him that when you look at the date, I don't know exactly what the date is, but it's just on the following Janmashtami. And that day is, day I did not disclose. Okay. Then he said, look here, then he saw after Janmashtami, that's Navami. Then he said, the day is Tuesday. I knew the day is Tuesday. Then maybe that's correct. Then what is the date? Then he said, 1st September. When you look here, if it is 1st September, then that must be Adhik Mass also, because we are getting Janmashtami 6th September. So that year also it must be Adhik Mass. He said, yes. Then he saw there were Jyesth at that time, Jyesth or Ashar, that was Adhik Mass. He saw in the Panchan. Then he prepared all these things. Then he says that according to Rashi, do you know his name? Maybe no name, I don't remember, because I had not to disclose anything.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
He said, what is the person's name? So I told him, don't tell the Prabhupada's name. And I didn't want him to know. I wanted to see how much this man knew.
I did not disclose anything about it, from where I have come, for what, even not of the temple, I said. And he was not going to prepare this man. Look here, I am from Govardhan Hotel. Whatever extra you want, I'll pay you, but I want today. He sat down. Then he said, all right. Then he did. See, then he says, according to Rashi, the name comes to Kamal Narayan. So he said that the name comes to Ka. Man, it is not Kamal Narayan, maybe Ka. Yes, according to that Ka. And then I asked three questions. The Maharaji asked those three questions. Should I tell those three questions? Answers. Then first I want
because you know these days all sannyasis are there going abroad for the preaching. I didn't say anything. When he also wants to go, just like other people too. Then he said, yes. He said, okay, this year there is some doubt about him going abroad. But after the next year, 78, he may go. But 1977, I have got doubt about this going. He's all right. Then I said, okay, now, how you say about the IU, age?
Within if, 2 years, you said he could go?
Within 2 years, he may go abroad. He
said, not just now.
Not within this year, but he may go. And he didn't give a certain, he may go, but not certain that way. About the age, I inquired. Then he said, okay, look here, if up to 7th September, one thing strikes me very much, because again the date of birth comes 7th September.
Your appearance day is on the 7th of September this year. And this man, I don't know if he knew that, but he said...
No, he didn't know that. No, he never calculated this year's birthday. He said, up to 7th September, these days are very difficult. And if he crosses 7th September, then up to 92, 10 years period is there. And if he crosses 92, then 102, another 10 years. So these are the his periods. So this period to 7th September is troublesome. And what troubles he has got? And he says he must have complete pain in his body. He must have a stomach pain. And particularly on account of stomach, he has got throughout his body pain. So he... And what he did, he's a very elderly man. He's a from this hill area. So he also, he took a pretty long time. And he just also discussed with me so many things. He said when he also wanted my date of birth, and he just, when he came to, I belong to Govardhan Hotel, I'm the proprietor, then he asked so many things. About my, say, how many all this. Okay, look here, your relation has increased with him. And if he is going, it is just possible you may also accompany him. Man, that's why you are also accompany him. So many things. So these are the...
Then he gave these charts.
Yes, he has given in this chart. Maharaj, Shukra is very nice, Venus. Shukra means Venus. In the seventh place, Shukra is very, very, to him, this is a very good place of Shukra. But on the 11th house, Rahu, that has rather forced him to take sannyas. And that has rather forced him to take his, also, what was he doing before taking sannyas? Maybe I actually do not know what he, because I said to say like that. He might be in some good post. He said he might be in good post. Then he has taken sannyas. Was he a married man? Yes, he was married. This I said. He has got issues. Means yes, he has got issues. Then all these calculations. Because this is the 11th house. The Rahu made him like that. But Shukra in the 7th house is very good for him. As regards the other, these are good. But this is the best, the Shukra, the Venus. In the 7th house, this is done. So he has given this Janm Lagna, and he has also given this Chandra Lagna. These are the, almost the same as now. But he was impressed that way, seeing all the horoscope. I did not disclose anything. I am coming from Vrindavan. So he all the time.
So now we have one horoscope. Now we'll make comparison.
Yes.
The next two that come in. They're both coming tonight to give report. Bhakti Prem has returned and Yasoda Nanamaraj has returned. So after we hear all three, then if necessary you can consult the Kaviraj. Or we may, everyone may say the same thing, then we'll know if it's confirmed.
You can ask for Bangalore also, they are very expert. Raman, there is one. Because my sons, I...
says up to September 7th. It's very,
with Krishna Bhakti. That was my great fortune. My father, mother, my relative, my neighborhood. I had the opportunity to get to the that was Krishna Bhakti's mention. And they were all well to do. This was the opportunity. Then gradually it developed. My father was a great Vaishnava. He was worshipping Radha Krishna. Our family deity was Damodar. For hereditary, we are Vaishnavas. All of us are Nitai Gau.
I think it'll be very nice that he does this book. And I'll find the right time. Sometimes, you know, there'll be opportunities and we can sit and I can ask these questions and you can speak about it.
And I had the opportunity of associating with Radha Govinda of the Malliks from childhood. We are playing there. I was seeing the deity. Here is God. The atmosphere was all physical.
Sometimes when he was offering a
gift. Yes. Everywhere. My maternal uncle, they were very, they're not rich. Formerly they were rich, then reduced. But so much devotees. My aunt's house. Mother's eldest sister. These were the society. So, I was now. Not strictly following the Vaishnava regulation, but it's still there, Krishna consciousness. Even our maid servants, they were Krishna consciousness. They are inviting their guru, they are trying to satisfy them. He used to keep the guru for learning Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the atmosphere. Even maids have.
Whole society sounded Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm.
That was the atmosphere I had the opportunity to get.
That gentleman who brought you the oils yesterday, he brought another type. I wanted to bring it to you. He says it's especially during the winter time will be good for you. I'll just bring it.
Very good.
Pet charm.
Whatever I shall want, there is. I was not a unwanted child for killing.
You told the story that one time you were, because you were accustomed to liking puris more than chapatis, and your mother didn't supply you, you ran upstairs and refused to eat. Then your father came home and became very sorry. And he made your mother cook immediately puris for you. Is that a, one of those?
The name was kept Abhay. Abhay means there is no fear of death of this child. Maternal uncle, because I was born and in Nandosa, they kept my name Nandudula.
Nandudula? Why were you born like that?
Because I was born in Nandosa there.
They used to call you Nanda
Dula? In my maternal uncle's house, I was called Nanda Dula. Nandu.
Nanda Dula. Very nice for the devotees that we celebrate your appearance day just following Janmashtami. Guru and Krishna, both together.
actually, when this book is written properly, I know for a fact that it will actually attract people to join this movement. Because I read once a biography of a very bogus person, but I was so much, people become so much impelled or attracted when they hear a great personality and his activities. It makes them want to link up with such a person. So this book will have preaching effect, no doubt. And it'll be filled with philosophy also.
People were happy in those days. A small income, they're satisfied. Nowadays, they simply want money. Nobody was unhappy even if he had very small income. You know this. This thing we have seen. I said that even the male Prasadam, what we speak of, gentlemen, bad old days gone. And nobody was hungry. What is this nonsense religion? Simply want of money. And unsatisfied in every state. Especially in Western countries, they become hippie. Why? The training is different.
Now we are being given a new training by you, Srila Prabhupada. We've become happy. Actually, apart from the devotees, there are no happy people in the whole world.
Yes. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagadavasaram sarvalokamahishwaram suidam sarvabhutanam yattam mam sam. Because we are accepting Krishna is the Supreme Person enjoyer, he is the proprietor. We immediately accept this philosophy. Therefore, we are getting little peace. Today I am thinking of massaging the coil. What do you think?
It's been some days now.
Yeah, a little bit. Every 3 days or so. I don't think there's anything. That oil massage seems to give you, you seem to enjoy it more, Srila Prabhupada. What is the reason?
It makes the whole body soothing.
His grand temple opening and Jatman's
garden.